the Rove and Sam catch-up.
Rove, you know how much I relish my privacy.
I sure do. That's why I don't even know your last name.
If you want to make sure you have privacy at your home, I suggest you contact Winston with a Y.
Oh, yeah, of course. They're the family business with over 48 years' experience who can custom make blinds, shutters, awnings and crimp-safe products for your house.
And if you contact them now, you can have it all ready by Christmas.
Oh, that's great, because I'm sick of that guy who keeps breaking in over Christmas and eating all our biscuits.
Who does that?
Oh, I saw him once. He's some guy in a big red suit with a white beard.
That's Santa Champy.
Look, I don't care what his name is. I just want him away from my biscuits.
So for your custom-made blinds, shutters, awnings and crimp-safe products, go to winstonwithay.com.au.
That's Winston, spelled W-Y-N-S-T-A-N.
By the way, Rove, my last name's Frost.
Sam, be careful. Santa could be listening and he'll steal all your biscuits.
Hello, podcasters. Your favourite show's about to begin, but what if you could listen to it without having to worry about using data? Your exclusive podcast offer is here. Now that you've pressed play on us, head to ilovedata.com.au and get 50 gigs of data every month for $59.95. No contracts, no catches. ilovedata.com.au. Go on, open up your browser. And now, catch up with the guys.
Chitty, chitty, chat, 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 chat.
It's a weird smell in the studio.
I can't smell it.
It smells clean.
Oh, yeah, this studio is filthy, guys.
It's normally really filthy in here.
A lot of dust.
The cleanest, and even now I'm looking, the back of the monitor in front of you, Sam, we have a big screen in front of us to tell us, like, what calls are coming up and what have you.
Filth rat?
Just dusty. Just dusty. And you wonder why we all get sick.
Guys, I got something to say.
Oh, God. Sam.
Luke. Is this going to sink? Luke, you're not my father? Anyway. Guys.
I'm quite proud of that that was your reference.
It's because, like... An idiot walking down the street knows that that's a Star Wars reference.
I don't know.
Luke, I am your father?
Because you were that idiot a little while ago and I don't think you would have got it.
Okay, guys.
Yeah.
We're about to do a live cross on a TV show.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wearing a white jumper today. The team out there are like, oh, Sam, you've got a stone on it. And I go, oh, it's just a tiny little one.
Has it been there all
day? It's on the front, yeah. This is a teensy-weensy one. And then they said, oh, turn your jumper around. And I'm like, no. And they're like, oh, do you have a necklace? And I'm like, no. So anyway, I had to turn my jumper around. My tag's itching my neck.
Oh, no.
And I just feel ridiculous. So my jumper's around backwards. So if you see me on the Today Show in Oz, Today Extra, beg my pardon, you'll go, guys, December's top look backwards? Well, guess what it is?
This would be like the big Jacinta Campbell fiasco of the other day.
Itchy.
Her little crop top made it look like she was not wearing anything.
Exactly. And Jacinta Campbell's going to join the show today.
Yes, she is. We also have Luke Hemsworth from Westworld. A pretty bloody funny phone topic on things you've heard in the sleep. And we christen our new producer, Sonia, as Psycho Son. She starts the mic breakers... soulless Sonia, and by the end, she is psycho Sonia.
I think she's we'll go nodding. With. Can you hear us? Oh.
Well, that's fun. The main thing to talk about at the moment is you wanted to know about Jamie's t-shirt.
Oh, yeah, Jamie, what is your t-shirt KSCY stand for?
You're jamming at the board like you don't know what it is, like it's a woman's private parts. How does this work? Is this the right thing?
What are you doing, Jamie?
Oh,
you've lost your marbles today.
What are you, mate?
Jamie's
you
a
wouldn't know what to
today.
Do with Jacinta Campbell if she even
Guys,
wanted you to.
She said that she likes my hair and I should
she
be
did.
Like
She walked in and is like, oh, Jamie, I like your hair. And I'm like,
no. And then she's like, you've got better hair than me.
That's
and I'm
what she
like,
said.
Her
That's
hair's amazing. Your hair's ridiculous.
You, does that mean my hair's more
you
amazing?
Got so adorably shy.
I wanted to point and laugh.
Of course you
You're like a little bro, man. And I'm going to put you under my arm and go, noogie, noogie, noogie.
Even her manager afterwards went, well, that's him taken care of tonight.
Spank bake.
Deposit made. Now, you'll enjoy a little fun bit we do today where we set up the idea of us going on a ghost tour that we already did last night if you follow any of us on social
Guys,
media.
We are so tired today.
I am so... Today...
I am wrecked.
I slept in.
Are you going to do that? That looks like you're fondling your boobs now.
Yes. Well, I was fixing up my bra.
Okay, right. Okay.
Sorry.
So you were. As long as you were touching your boobs.
Are we filming
And not
this?
Just fiddling with your tags.
Peo. I just said you like my little bra. And you're like, we're filming you touching your tits.
What? Okay, anyway, back to Jamie.
Like, don't hit on me. That's weird.
So K-S-C-Y.
Means?
I got no idea.
But guys, I slept into
So we had we went on a ghost tour last night, the Q station, and I'd never been there before. Mm. I didn't know you had, Sam. This was one of your
bachelor things. Right, bachelor season two. You might remember me from it.
Are you allowed to, do you want to say about what happened when you were there? I haven't seen your bachelor series. Surprisingly, la, 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 la. The second most terrifying thing to have happened in your bachelor experience, bar the finale, was the you've done the ghost tour.
I have done the ghost tour.
Now, you got locked in a room or didn't get locked in a room? What do you think happened? Do you even care to tell the story?
I got locked in a room because they're like, oh, go in there. You get locked in a room. And then, so I did, filming the show. And then I was like, oh, classic. And I was actually kind of annoyed. I'm like, I can't be bothered this happening because obviously there's cameras. Yes. And they're like, oh, Sam's locked in the room. Dun, it dun, must dun. Be a ghost. And then even the quarantine person was like, this has never happened before. I'm not even joking. Wriggle, wriggle, wriggle. I'm not even joking. I'm like, ugh. But then it didn't make the cut because...
Oh, it didn't?
No, it didn't end up making the cut. That's just what happened. But last night, I was about to say yesterday, last night on the show, I mean, sorry, last night on the tour.
Yes.
Edit that. I know you won't. It's a chitty chat. That's why it's funny. last night on the tour... The guide said, oh, and if you get locked in this room, but they pointed to the different room. So they're trying to be like,
oh, it's happened
before. I don't think I'm making sense. Because the tour lady said to me, oh, you've been locked into the room at that house before. And I was like, yeah.
I wasn't sure.
And then she said, just quickly, sorry. Then when she brought it up, like going, oh, see, remember, Sam, it happened to you, but she pointed to the wrong door. And she says it happened all the time, but apparently when I did it, it had never happened before and it was in a different room. And so I think they muddled up their story.
Hard to know. Because I would imagine, this is a something too. Oh, they're not, now they choose not to listen when you want to actually tell them something. So I said, we went to what was meant to be the scariest part of the tour.
Blah.
House that a former grave digger lived in. I don't know how much of that is true, but it makes for a good story.
Sure.
Don't get me wrong. Spooky. You walk in. Oh, doesn't feel good. Doesn't feel good. But I said, because everyone's piss farting around. We're all jumping up behind each other. Jamie's got a goddamn air horn in his pants.
Ooh,
if you know. And that means exactly what it means.
Yeah. Not a euphemism.
Not a giant.
No.
Anything.
He wouldn't even know how to set that one off in the foyer of Ernst & Young.
But that too.
But I said, look, we've been having some fun. We got some fun little bits where we pretend to scare each other.
And Rope said, now I ain't saying I'm a grave digger. It was really funny.
But I said, can we at least for this one, the supposed scariest part, and there's still more to come afterwards. Little did I know another bit was being planned for Jamie to come. I said, can we just for this, like actually legitimately try to get something? Let's take it a little bit seriously and I will properly get scared, I reckon. You'll get a bit of a chill. I'll feel a bit unnerved, but no. Commercial breakfast radio chip kicks in and everyone can't help themselves. Sure, we got a funny little bit that I'm sure will be used everywhere. But could we have got something legit and scary? I don't know. So then when they're saying, well, okay, ha ha ha, we had our fun. Now, guys, why don't you seriously go in this room? No.
Nah.
No, I'm not going to do that now. Because
we've mocked
one
the ghost.
Of our people is going to do us something somewhere. But I will say this, not wanting to poo-poo the bit, it's a scary place.
It's a really scary place.
And there's
place.
A bit, we took Goggins, Amy, our newsreader.
Yay!
She was petrified and rightfully so.
She's my favourite person on the planet.
And there's a dare. I don't want to give too much away, even though you're the chitty chatters. I want you to have a listen on Monday. There is one bit right at the end of the tour. We've done the gravedigger's house. We've done the morgue. Mm. And that is still not even the scariest place on this tour.
No.
That's the final stop of the night. And they issued us a dare and we said
No effing way. We chickened out because it was too
it's
scary.
It's pretty damn spooky.
Yep.
So you will hear the results of that on Monday. I'm surprised when it comes up organically on the show tomorrow today that that's
said.
A something. Whoa, we just happened to call the place and maybe we should do this. Don't look at Instagram. Here's the significantly edited podcast.
Rove and Sam.
Thanks for catching up on your favourite show on this podcast. Now, if you're a tragic Twitterer, you upload on Instagram or you stream all your favourite songs, you're going to love this deal from OVO Mobile. Switch to an OVO data sim now and you'll score an unbelievable 50 gigs for $59.95 on 4G. No contracts, no catches, and no more texts telling you about the additional $10 for 1 gig added to your already expensive phone plans. Can I get an amen? And as if that isn't brilliant enough, OVO is going to give you the first month half price. So let's break this down. One whole month to enjoy 50 gigs on 4G for just $59.95 and the first month half price. 50 gigs of YouTube, social media, FaceTime, Tinder, whatever you want on the World Wide Web for half the price I know I was paying before I made the switch. ilovedata.com.au. You can open up the website right now while we get back to your favourite show.
Rogan Sam. Sam, a little while back we had a cab ride in the city.
Yep.
And the lady behind the wheel was mind-blowing.
She really was. She was seriously one of the most brilliant, hilarious women we've ever met in our lives. And we could not stop laughing with her, at her. It was fantastic.
She is a self-professed crazy cat lady. Her name is Chris. She even had a bunch of songs she had recorded about her cats.
Mm-mm.
And we got played every single one of them. But she was such a delight that we almost didn't want to leave the cab that day. So we exchanged details. And we love to catch up with her on a regular basis. We're going to do it today because I have had a bit of an incident in a cab only just a couple of days ago. I panicked. I didn't know what to do.
Uh-oh.
And I think I need Chris's help. So let's get to it. Here she is.
What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Good morning, everyone.
Joins us on the line now. Hello, Chris.
Hi, Chris. We miss you.
Oh, thank you.
Chris, you're the best.
Now, Chris, I seem to recall you mentioning you have a niece or something once. Do you have any, like, have you ever had to look after kids at all?
A niece? No. Yes, I do have a niece, but I haven't mentioned it before.
Oh, okay.
There we go.
I was just wondering if you would have any advice for Sam just to how to take care of kids, because I think she's just no good at it. I reckon you would know. Well, even with your cats, like, you're a good parent with your cats.
I'm not so good with children. I'm much better with cats.
Okay. I think Sam's probably better with dogs.
Yep.
Yeah. We've all got our talent here.
Rocky chewed up all my shoes, Chris.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Really? Well, they do that for 6 months. I think you have to take out doggy insurance.
Oh.
But not the good shoes. He's got taste. He just chews up the thongs. They're easily replaceable. Chris, now, the reason we actually have got you on today is I have a bit of a moral dilemma, and I think you are the only person who can help me with this. So I was in a cab, not your cab, it's a fine establishment, but in another nameless company's cab. And the driver has, Chris, how do I put this? He's farted. He cut the cheese. He passed wind. He basically made some bad smells. He, like, lifted himself up off the chair, like, just kind of raised a cheek. It was very audible. I didn't say anything because I thought, it's his cab, I guess. If you're in my car and I let one rip, hey, man, my house, my rules. So I wasn't sure, just, firstly, if you have ever behaved that way, and secondly, what do you think I should have done, Chris?
Oh, look, of course I wouldn't behave like that. I think it's disgusting. I mean, that's disgusting,
yes.
Actually. No, you just wouldn't even do that in an office, would you?
So sometimes.
Okay, if the door was closed. So what should I have done, Chris? Should I have said something? Because I just stayed embarrassingly quiet.
Well, I'm amazed that you didn't, Rove, because you're so assertive. I would have said, that's disgusting. I would have said something. I would have held back at all. In fact, people do it to me in the cab.
That's what I was going to ask.
I know, and they get out, and the next person gets in, and they think it's me.
Oh.
Chris, if someone has let loose in your cab, what do you do? Do you say anything to them?
Oh, all the time, definitely.
What do you
definitely.
Say?
I said it's disgusting, and don't blame me either. They try to pin it on me, and I know I'm innocent. I have to say something.
Chris, if someone does do a little pop, you should just get out the Glen 20 and just spray for a really long time and make them feel super uncomfortable.
Oh, sometimes I stop the cab and get them out.
Yep.
Fantastic.
Good on you. That's exactly what you should do.
It's not like a kitty litter tray in the back seat.
That's right.
Well, look, I think we've helped each other out today. That's always great. Thank you very much, Chris. Always a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you very much. See you later. Bye.
Rove and Sam.
Hey, Ruby started talking in her sleep.
Really?
She was shouting
out. What kind of things does she say?
I want my zebra.
Oh, she's like a little animal expert like you.
Yeah, and my Band-Aid, my Band-Aid.
Oh.
I'm not quite sure what things. She wanted a Band-Aid for a picnic the other night.
Oh.
It's a weird old thing. But everyone, like a lot of people seem to do it.
Yeah.
Sonia, one of our producers here, has said that her boyfriend, notorious sleep talker.
Yeah. I always get a bit sus of sleep talkers, to be honest. I'm like, you're just pretending. And I just ignore it. I'm like, go away, fool. But then I find out, like, it's actually legit.
And they were crying out for help and you just let them sleep through.
Yes, hell. Yes. Too bad, so sad.
Why would someone pretend to sleep talk, Sam?
Because they think it's funny. I don't know, guys. I don't know.
No, we're going to stick with this. Why would someone seriously go, oh, you know what's going to be really, really entertaining? You know what? Hey, I've just hooked up with this real hot girl named Sam. You know what I'm going to do? Pretend to be a weirdo who talks in his sleep. Who would do that?
I don't know. I've never really experienced a sleep talker. That's why. And so people tell me stories, go, oh, he said this in his sleep. And I'm like, yeah, right.
Well, Sonia reckons her man does it. So we said, right, is there any chance you could record him? So last night, middle of the night, it started up. In good breakfast commercial radio fashion, she's gone, I'm going to record this and publicly humiliate him.
Mate, that's why she's a producer with no soul.
Yeah, I am.
Hey, that's it. We got a new nickname for you.
So, no soul Sonia.
Soulless Son. So he is, so she started recording him. He was making some sort of weird sounds. She started recording him, ended up having almost a conversation with him. Here's what happened last
night. I'm going to go, babe. I have to go.
Yeah. Where are you going?
I'm just
going
to go.
Are you meeting someone?
Sarah.
What?
I'm going to go meet Sarah.
Who's Sarah?
Hmm.
Who's Sarah?
I'm going to go, babe.
Who's Sarah?
No, who is she? Who is she? Wake up right now. Who is she? What does she look like? What does she look like? How big are her boobs?
And this is why you don't talk in your sleep.
That's why you duct tape your mouth shut and make sure that shit ain't getting out.
How quickly did
Mate,
she turn
and you're
from...
wondering why he's not moving to Sydney, let me tell you. It's got something to do with Sarah.
How quickly did that turn from,
where do you have to go? I have to meet someone. Who? Sarah. Sorry, what? Who's Sarah?
Nothing. Who's Sarah?
ring.
He no longer has a penis. So 131060, we'd love to hear your stories of what you've heard someone say in their sleep. Are they rambling? Are they calling out another person's name? Oh, my God. Have you heard, did someone completely bust themselves? Like, was there a Sarah-type situation where Sarah was a legit person and they got themselves busted?
My favourite thing about the story is when Sonia comes in, our producer, she's like, Sarah's his payroll officer. It was something about his pay. Yeah.
Life's normal and happy. So 131060, guys. What have you heard someone say in their sleep? Remembering everybody who makes it to where one of your final chances to get to the Today FM Beach House Party in the Hamptons next.
Rosen Sam.
Danielle in Maryland's, good morning.
Good morning.
Are you the sleep talker or have you overheard someone else?
No, it's actually my twin sister who's the sleep talker. Oh. Sleep yeller, I should say.
What? Sleep yeller.
That's hilarious. Yeller.
What is she? Does she have a couple of go-tos? What's some of her classics, Danielle?
Oh, some of her classics. She speaks in accents. She's a classroom teacher, so she's constantly yelling at her kids in her sleep. or she'll slam her hands down the bed, and her yelling actually wakes myself up because we share a room and she'll wake me up from her yelling. I'm like, what's happening? What's going on? I'm like, oh, she's just sleep talking again.
Oh my God. Like, what sort of stuff does she yell out?
Oh, she yells out like, stop it, move, sit down, things like that.
Oh, she's one of those teachers.
Maybe she needs
God.
To get a new job.
No, she's not one of those teachers.
One of those teachers that yells out in her sleep is what I meant, Danielle. Everything's good and life is happy. Amy, what have you heard someone say in their sleep?
I have sleep talked myself.
Oh, my, you?
Yes. I broke up with my boyfriend in my sleep, and he actually recorded it and played it back for me the next morning, and he was so mad.
Oh, did you mean it? Did you actually want to break up with him?
No, I didn't. We ended up dating for like 4 months after that and then broke up.
Oh, okay. So it was in the back of your noggin.
Yep.
I've been thinking about it for a while.
Wow. And he's recorded it?
He's no Jeremy from sales. Am I right, Emmy? Sandy, wrapping it up for us. You are the sleep talker, I believe.
I'm the sleep talker.
Oh, what
Sandy,
have you said?
Sandy, Sandy.
And what happens is normally, so whenever I do the sleep talking, my wife starts asking every questions, and I start answering everything except the one thing about who I love the most, my mom or her. That one I have never answered that. I don't know why.
Hang on.
Yeah, see all this. Yeah.
So, Sandy, are you saying things about your wife and your mum in your sleep? Or is she, as you start talking, she's trying to extract information from you?
Yeah, as soon as I start speaking, she will try to extract information from out of me.
Oh, my God.
She's a genius.
Wow. And to think that normally, if we need something from a spy, we'll hold them captive or torture them. It's like, no, just send them to sleep and then say, right, tell us everything we want to know.
Does she like him, her mother-in-law?
Yeah, she likes it. Yeah, she likes it very much.
Sandy.
I got to put me in some awkward situation.
Sandy, I got a funny feeling she's got some garage or something. Just saying.
Sandy, as Sam said before, tape your mouth shut. You are not safe when you sleep. You are not safe. Good luck out there.
Yeah, thank you.
Rove and Sam. Jacinta Campbell is an Australian model and presenter who has a new book hitting the stands entitled Live a Beautiful Life. In 2010, Jacinta was crowned Miss Universe Australia, continuing our winning streak in the entire solar system. Having said that, come on, Uranus. You've got the booty. Get your act together.
I can't help myself. Jacinta Campbell, thank you very much for being here.
No, thanks for having me. This is actually the first time I've been in studio with you guys. Usually it's over the phone, so it's so nice to see you. You guys are even better looking in real life. How is that possible?
Look, you know what? I tried.
I tried to live a beautiful life myself.
Live an ugly life, live a beautiful life.
I took a leaf out of your book, Live a Beautiful Life. Open up page one, be Jacinta Campbell was the answer. And that was it. That's the whole book. And it's just blank pages.
Your book is actually fantastic.
Thank you so much.
It's really cool.
Thank you.
One of the things I took away from it is your workout is unbelievable. Like, is this legit? Because, you know, some people go, oh, yeah, I eat like a green smoothie and I do this amount of sit-ups when they actually don't.
Yeah. Well, like, for me, I think it was so funny. A few people looked at, like, the first day of the workout and they're like, oh, my God, it's so hard. And I'm like, yeah, I'm not one of those kind of people that's like, yeah, you know what, I can kind of eat whatever I want and, like, do a, like, a nice power walk once a day. Like, I'm like, no, like, I don't work like that. Like, you asked me exactly what it is that I do and I've given it to you. And, yes, it's hard and, yeah, like, you sweat a lot and it's a, you know, you're going to have a sore bum and thighs and abs and everything else. But you know what? It's exactly what I do. So it's the honest truth.
Yeah.
and you've wrapped it up marvellously today in a wonderful outfit.
Yeah, you look fantastic.
I don't even know how to describe it. You've got one in sleeve and then the other part is knotted around your shoulder.
I'm obsessed with your skirt. It's a cute little pleated.
We'll have a picture
skirt,
up, I'm sure, as soon as you walk out of here.
Thank you. It's Eros. So
now,
it's my
you know that we were like so many other people watching you on the Today Show the other day with the top that did when they cut, looked like you had nothing on.
I actually was nude.
No. We were actually live on air and I stopped what I was saying live on air because our team was zooming in on you, taking photos, and I'm like, why are you...
Jamie, the button pusher.
And I said, why are you zooming in on Jamie?
He's Snapchatting live on while we're doing the show.
You can't trust a guy with floral sleeves, can you?
Although Jamie's very pleased because Jacinta has mentioned how wonderful his hair looks today.
It's amazing. Amazing. Is that a quiff? Is that what you call it?
Yeah. Oh, Jamie!
You need a hairspray sponsorship. Come on.
How was the experience writing this?
Yeah,
because it's not just, you know, you've got obviously tips, you've got some amazing recipes in there too, and you know, a lot of inspirational stories and tales as well. Mm-hmm. So it's a little bit of everything, but
it
I'm
is,
still sure,
yeah.
You know, hard work to put together.
Yeah. No, it took about 12 months. So this time last year when I was in Bora Bora with Bud having a beautiful holiday, I started writing it. Bud did not write any part of the book. Just want to make that clear. And yeah, it's been amazing, you know, gearing up with Hachette, and I have an amazing publisher, Robert, who was there with me, you know, the whole way and really helped me, which was amazing because sometimes I was like, oh my God, what do I write? Do people actually want to hear about this? And he was really assuring the whole way. So it took about 12 months, and it's so great that it's finally out now because it's been such a long process. But yeah,
I'm gonna quiz you on something from your book.
Oh no, okay.
There's an inspirational quote in here. Not one, it's one that you've put in from someone else. I want to see if you can fill in the missing word.
Oh shit.
Ready?
I was so nervous that someone was going to do this here to me. Go. Like, what's on page 140?
Blank shrinks or expands in proportion to one's courage.
Life.
Oh, ding. That's correct.
She's done it, guys.
Okay. Very quickly.
She's read her book.
Yeah. I just do want to touch on, you spoke about being bullied at school, mm-hmm. which is heartbreaking. Yeah. And you of all people, like, you're so stunning, like truly inside and all the way out.
Thank you.
Why would anyone bully you? That's awful. And how did you overcome that?
I think for me, you know, it was a really important aspect of the book to include because I feel like bullying is not uncommon. So many people, you know, have experienced it. And I just wanted, especially young girls or boys at school, to know that, no one's exempt from it and everyone kind of goes through challenges in life. And there wasn't really anything in particular I was bullied for. And that's a funny thing about bullying. No one actually knows what it is they're bringing you down for. Exactly. And you know what? I think the thing with bullying is it's actually not about you. It's more about the other person and their insecurities and their challenges in life, and they've got to find someone else to bring it out on. And that's what I find, you know, trolling is all about, and bullying online and in the workplace and at school. It's someone that's really, you know, dark inside, and they've got their own things going on, so they have to bring someone else down to make themselves feel better. So I thought it was an important aspect to include in the book, and I hope anyone out there that's, you know, being bullied or having a hard time can work through it and talk to someone about it and see the light at the end of the tunnel.
Absolutely, because I think that's a lot of people, when they're going through it at the time, especially younger people, mm-hmm. it's probably hard to take that perspective. It's an easy thing to look back on and go, well, I'm okay now, but at the time, not so fun.
And what doesn't kill you makes you stronger, right?
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Hey, one thing I want to ask about the Miss Universe connection, because obviously Jen Hawkins had it with Trump.
Yes.
Because he was the kind of guy that was involved in that.
He was the owner, I think, of the pageant for many years.
Now, she's at the point of saying, I'm just sick of being asked about Trump.
Yeah.
Did you have any contact with him at all in your time doing this?
Yeah, naturally through the Miss Universe pageant, he was there, so we came and met all 84 of the contestants, and we all like stood in a line and shook his hand, and I think we spoke about golf. But other than that, there was no real connection there. You know,
what sort of vibe did you get off him? Like, I can't imagine.
He'd be a creepy uncle.
He'd be physically imposing as well.
I think I was taller than him, actually, in heels. I'm nearly 6 foot, so.
What do you reckon is going to happen when the big Tuesday happens? Do you think he's got a chance?
I don't know, actually. I mean, I'm, you know, backing Hillary the whole way. We need to have a female president of the United States. I think that's really great for female empowerment. So to see another woman, the first woman in that position would be absolutely incredible. So I'm backing her because of that. Girl power all the way.
Well, from one powerful woman to another, Jacinta Campbell, thank you very much. Live a Beautiful Life. Is out now. Thank you very much for coming in. Good to see you.
Thank you so much, guys. Thanks.
Rove and Sam.
On Reddit, I love Reddit, by the way, and I'm always scrolling through, having a bit of a lull,
Having a scroll and a lull.
Sometimes something catches my eye and I just think, brilliant. Sometimes not in a good way, like this.
Oh, wow. Lots of twists and turns here,
Sam. I know, guys. You just don't know where I'm going to take it. It's like choose your own adventure. And you're flicking pages and you're on back and forth and you're like, am I going to die? Wait, I'm going to go back this way. Anyway, I don't know where I'm going with this. But guys, I love stories about bridezillas. Let me just get that
is
very clear. This one probably tops the cake. Bride-to-be, she has dumped her bridesmaid.
Right.
Because she didn't like how dark her skin was in the bridesmaid dress.
Oh, okay. Nice little addition.
So she's chose a colour. She's like, coral, for example, right? She's like, great, you look great, you look great. Oh, your skin's too dark. It doesn't really go with it.
It clashes.
See you later, champy. Are you joking? Like, I just can't believe these people are real.
I was part of a bridal party, like on the groom's side.
Sure.
Where the bride has fired over the phone one of her bridesmaids.
Why?
During the wedding rehearsal, she's on the altar and she's basically said to the priest, just a second, could you just be quiet? And then she's just called the bridesmaid and just had a moment where she went, I've just rethought it, you're fired. Essentially. Don't bother turning up tomorrow.
What?
Bridezilla, mate.
She would have paid for a dress potentially.
Don't you have to as a bridesmaid?
Or even like prepped or helped organise the hands or helped organise the wedding. And it's one of your friends. And when you make a decision to choose your bridesmaid, you can't just pick and choose. Like, you should choose that person because they're your good mate and you want them by your side. And you don't go, you know what? Oh, your hair colour's ginger. So, like, as if you've just discovered their hair colour's ginger.
People must have had to
dye
your hair.
Mate.
I'm sure I've heard stories of people who have had to dye their hair because the bride's blonde and she wants all the bridesmaids to be brunette or something. I heard someone had to grow their eyebrows.
Yeah.
Because they were plucked and the bride didn't like the way they looked and said, could you grow your eyebrows, please?
It's your friend. I can't believe it. Like, you were choosing your party. So I just think, oh, my God, okay, I need to hear the stories. I need to hear it from the real people, the people from Sydney.
Sure.
Like, what's your bridezilla moment? Is it you? Maybe people admit that they go a little bit cray-cray banane.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying?
So what does the bride made you do?
Yeah, all the bridesmaids.
What did you make you do?
Right. I love it. 131060. Bridezillas, we want to hear about these outrageous stories.
Robin Sam.
Isabel from Ride. Good morning.
Hi, morning, Robin Sam. How are you?
Good,
very
Isabel.
Well. Now, have you been the bridesmaid or the bridezilla?
I've actually been a guest at the wedding and I experienced the worst bridezilla. It was a friend of mine. I was invited to the wedding and at the time I had blue and purple hair. I was going through my 20s, you know, it's just one of those crazy stages.
We've all done it.
And after I RSVP'd to her and called her, she said, you know, you're going to have to change your hair before the wedding.
What?
This is you just attending as a guest?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, you're just having a good time with your fancy hair, just like being carefree and fancy free.
Trying to be different.
Yeah. Don't do that at a wedding.
Oh, my goodness. You should have turned around to her and say, hey, this is how I'm liking my hair. If you don't like it, don't even invite me and don't be my friend.
What
go
did you
away.
Do, Isabel? Did you dye your hair?
No,
or did
I
you
didn't.
Just...
I did
dye it. I dyed it back to brown.
Isabel, I'm so disappointed in you.
I really wanted
no,
to dye.
I am. Screw your friend and her silly wedding. Are you joking? You're just being yourself and you're being free.
Isabel, thanks for calling.
Bye.
But.
I'm listening, Isabel.
But I did wear an outrageous rainbow dress to the wedding.
Yay! Isabel! Okay. Chant went nowhere.
I'm not so disappointed in you, but still don't change yourself.
Okay.
Sarah, good morning. Sorry, I'm a little bit worked up about this topic. Hey, Ceci.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good, Ceci. How are you, Sarah?
I'm really well.
Okay, what's
hey,
your...
Sarah, people call you Ceci, right?
My sister.
Well, me and your sister.
Okay, there you
I'm
go.
Joining
yeah.
the party.
Sarah, what's your bridezilla bridesmaid showdown?
Okay, so my cousin got married a few years ago and I had really bad ingrown toenails where I couldn't wear closed shoes, like closed-in heels. So she had to change it to open toe shoes for me and then she still didn't like the look of it, so she paid for my toes to get fixed before the wedding.
Mate, cut your toenails!
No, but they were really bad. Just from wearing steel caps because of my job, my toes just got really
It's a job, Sam!
I get it. Sometimes we get stressed. Trust me, sometimes my roots grow to my ear. You know, I get it. We get busy in life. But cut your toenails. Do you know how dangerous it is? They grow into your feet and then they get infected and then you can't walk and then you got to chop off toes.
Sorry, you had to hear
You're
it from Sam,
You're lucky
Sarah.
Your friend has said, hey, FYI. Cut your toenails. Oh, my goodness, it could have been so much worse. Did you think about this?
It wasn't cutting them. They were ingrown toenails. So
I don't know how you fix an ingrown.
Yeah, because they don't they
you have
grow
to
and then they
get them removed.
They go, it's
and
the
have
sides. It's the actual sides.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Surgically done. Oh, Sarah, that's commitment.
Sorry, Ceci.
I would have just worn slippers. Emma from Balcombe Hill, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you going?
Oh, mate. Sam's fired up. Just pre-warning you, Emsy.
I can tell.
All right, M-Dog, what do you got for us? What's your bridesmaid bridezilla showdown?
Well, my best friend of 26 years
was engaged this year, and she asked me to be maid of honour, which was all perfect. I was really excited.
Big honour.
And then, yeah, I know. And then earlier this year, I told her that my partner and I were actually thinking of trying for our second child.
Aww.
Yeah, and she told me that she would have to find another maid of honour then. And she actually just had the wedding.
Is this because you were going to look pregnant at the wedding, Emma?
Hang on a second.
Yes.
She's just had the wedding, and what happened? So you weren't the maid of honour?
I wasn't even at the wedding.
Good for you, Emma. Stand your ground. But this is the thing.
Is this because you weren't invited or you just didn't show up, Emma?
Probably because I'm 6 months pregnant now.
Yay! That's so beautiful.
You.
Don't you think that there's nothing more beautiful than a pregnant woman? Wouldn't, like, it's your best mate. And if she's having a baby, how exciting. That's fantastic. Everyone, yes, I'm getting married, but my best mate's having a baby and bringing a little miracle into this world. How beautiful. Why wouldn't you want that in your wedding?
Because all of a sudden, do you know who the most interesting person is on the day? Emma. Oh, Emma, when are you due? Have you thought of names? You're glowing. And there's the bride going, what about me? It isn't fair, Shannon Noel cover
what
song. Well, Emma, are you still friends?
No, we actually haven't spoken for months.
Good for you, Emma. Your friend seems like a really horrible person.
Roman Sam. Actor Luke Hemsworth continues the Hemsworth family acting tradition of conquering the world as he stars in the new hit HBO mega series Westworld. This new show is set in a futuristic theme park where people can dress up and shoot robots that are dressed as cowboys. I can really relate to this. I once slapped a man dressed as Mickey Mouse for scaring me at Disneyland. Yeah, take that, you freaky high-pitched man mouse.
G'day, Luke Hemsworth.
G'day, how are you?
Very, very good. I bloody love this show.
Thank you. I bloody love it too. And I can relate, having been scared by Mickey Mouse as well.
The cast is incredible on the show. You've got Anthony Hopkins, Rachel Evan Wood, James Marsden. What's it like working with such talented and amazing actors?
As an actor, it's kind of a dream come true. To stand there and go toe-to-toe with them is... a little bit intimidating, but after a day of doing it, it kind of becomes okay, and everyone's very friendly and very supportive. But you still pinch yourself. Hey, Tony, how are you? Yeah, nice to see you, mate.
Dr. Hannibal Lecter, it's a pleasure. Have you resisted the opportunity to get him to do a Hannibal Lecter impression?
You know what I got him to do? I got him to do Hunchback of Notre Dame, really funnily, because that was one of my favourite movies as a kid. And I was just quietly, I was like, I remember Hunchback, and he started going, Hunchback, yes, what? Oh, is it all right if I watch you while your eyes are shut? And punch you? Huh?
Liam recently spoke out about you in an interview. This is what he said.
They used to put me in the dryer a lot.
Really?
Yeah, they wouldn't put the heat on, but they'd put me in there and...
Yeah.
I just want to clarify that the heat was on.
Obviously, you know, you're growing up in a family of boys, you're having a good time, and do you sometimes think, oh, God, like, what other stories are they going to bring up? You know, for a family like myself, it's like, oh, at Christmas dinner we might share the stories, but now, you know, everyone hears about it.
Yeah, look, I sometimes, and my mum says it all the time, it's a wonder if any of us survived. Because, I mean, we did. We called them the Hemsworth death traps. And we had one thing after another at our place that would, you know, constantly skewer people. There was one kid that got both his arms broken when he fell off our rope swing. Like, it was kind of like the initiation. Come to the Hemsworth, and if you survive a day, you can come back again.
It's like really
and was,
fun.
And that was how, you know, I got through so many friends.
Luke, we have a little something on this show. We call this...
Random Question Hat.
It is exactly that, the Random Question Hat. Now, you are physically not here to reach into the Random Question Hat, but we have at random chosen one for you from our randomizer. This one is actually from Rob Millsy Mills, and his random question is this.
What is your favourite song to sing in the car?
I'm into Guns N' Roses at the moment because my daughter is obsessed with Night Train. I'm on a night train. That's all you're going to get.
Well, your dog's ears have pricked up. What's going on? Well, Luke, I cannot say this enough. Westworld is one of my go-to shows on TV at the moment. Thank if you're you. Not watching this, find a way. It is amazing. We're only about four eps in. You can catch up, and it is bloody worth it. It's on Showcase, the home of HBO on Foxtel. Great job. I don't want to know anything more. I don't want any spoilers. No, you keep your trap shut, Hemsworth. But thank you very much for joining us, Luke Hemsworth.
Thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
Great catch up today, Ro.
I had a ball too. I think I'm feeling good because of all the rest I'm getting at home.
I'm guessing you've got your new blinds.
That sounds a little personal, but yes, you're right. Our friends at Winston with a Y came down and sorted us out, not only with new blinds, but also shutters, awnings and CrimSafe products.
That's the sort of service you receive when you're dealing with the family-owned business that has over 48 years' experience.
And as I discovered, if you contact them now, you can have it all sorted by Christmas.
So go to winstonwithay.com.au.
That's Winston with a Y.
Why?
Well, because that's how they spell their name.
No, I know. I was just reminding people why.
Why is it spelled with a Y or just Y?
Why?
Why am I asking you about the why and why are you talking about the why?
You've really had too much sleep, haven't you?